stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Fast laps. Here with me this week, our co-host Joe. Welcome back for another show. Obviously, it's your show too, duh. Donning your Williams Racing hat, of course, because Carlos, we'll get into it. Viva.
And then
Max Verstappen shirt. I appreciate your commitment to continuing to wear the Max Verstappen shirt when it matters.
I'm glad someone appreciates it.
I don't. Oh, are you referring to the someone that's not here this evening?
He's the one who got it for me. I'm sure he really appreciates seeing me wear it. But it's a sad day when I have to don it.
Indeed. Especially on a race as such where one of the papayas did not finish. Anyway, we'll get into it. Sad day for Joe. Anyway, Mike's not here this week. He is out doing Mike things. He's what? Oh, sweet. He's at a concert. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we had to switch up schedules a little bit, and unfortunately, schedules collided. We're not filming on the same day, so it's... Yep. But he's here in spirit. I have notes.
He's here in his notes. Trust us. He's here in his notes. Don't worry about that. You'll miss nothing. And Kev behind the cameras, obviously, getting everything done for us, as always. So with that, Kev, let's head right into our Azerbaijan GP recap. Oh, we're back. Here we are.
We're like waiting on you.
Bang, bang. Yeah, you're both looking at me. All right. So our pre-race banner, quality, practice, yada, yada. But what, you got any notes, Joe?
I mean, it was a pretty hectic weekend.
I did not catch practice.
Oh, no. I made a ton of notes, and none of them are in my sheet.
Well,
which is very interesting.
Based on memory.
I'll just say, I'm going to try pulling it up here and see if somehow it just got lost here. For practices at the very least, we had a red flag. We had both McLarens.
We had a lot of red flags. Yeah, that's right.
In practice, we only had one, I think.
We have some?
I'll talk about that because there's some convo to have there. Yeah. In practice, both McLarens did end up hitting the wall, and both of them messed up their suspension a little bit. I think they were able to, obviously, they got enough fixed and were able to get back out. Okay, it's weird. It just didn't update here. Qualifying. This was a record-breaking qualifying. The most red flags in a qualifying in F1 history.
Ever.
I'm just going to go down the list really quick.
Yep. Do it up.
Albon tags the inside of T1, breaks his front left suspension. That's red flag one. Nico sends his nose into turn one after a lockup, breaks his front wing off, but gets back to the pits. That's red flag two. Gasly locks up, goes straight into the runoff at the same turn, and right behind his teammate, Cole Pinto takes the turn and gives it a little too much juice, sending his rear into the barrier, knocking him off kilter, and sending his nose into the barrier, destroying the front of his car. That's red flag three. Ollie crab walks his Haas to a halt after going slightly wide on T2, knocking into the concrete barrier and deforming his suspension. That's four. Charles goes into the barriers at T15 after locking up while turning to go down the hill. That's red flag five. And finally, Oscar Piastri hits the barriers head on at the turn after the first DRS straight. Red flag six. Six red flags. There was like a little bit of like... I mean, weather was a little weird near the end. It wasn't really raining, but it was kind of like sprinkling.
It was like a mist?
Yeah, kind of.
Like a mist.
You couldn't see anything, but like people were starting to get ponchos on a little bit, and apparently it made the track at least a little bit slippery. And
God,
we kind
Franco
of
hit hard, man.
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of we're kind of attributing that, you know, Oscars and Charles at the very least to maybe a slightly damp track, but it was a crazy qualifying session, probably, unfortunately, maybe a little bit crazier than the race itself, just because it was very hectic and a little bit long.
The last five laps are awesome in the race, personally. But.
Yes, the last five, and then lap one was also pretty interesting, I guess.
Can usually be hectic.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. That was pre-race.
Yeah, I'm just speed running through it there. Oh, yeah. Ouch. Poor Oscar. Okay. Yeah, so that leaves our starting grid to be Verstappen, Sainz, Lawson, Antonelli, Russell, Tsunoda, Norris, Hadjar, Piastri, Leclerc.
You ever think you'd ever say Lawson so high up?
I didn't
think. Behind Sainz.
Yeah, and then Antonelli. Honestly, those right there. I mean, Antonelli's at least slightly more believable because of the car, right? But Verstappen, Sainz, Lawson, Antonelli.
Crazy.
What? Yeah, Russell, Tsunoda.
Yeah.
What?
It's insane.
And then Lando and Piastri two spots later. Like, what?
It's crazy. So just kind of a tiny bit of context. The red flag happened. This was essentially what, like, the grid looked like. I think Norris was where he was, but I believe Norris made, like, the fastest lap of the race and just couldn't get anything better, and then Verstappen stole it. Either way, I think Verstappen made another record-breaking track
in the race?
Record, I think. No, in qualifying. I think he made another track record. I might be off base about Norris, but... Yeah, Verstappen made his final lap was the fastest, and Norris could not improve. So, like, it was pretty much just Verstappen
and the track
improved,
does
and everyone else.
I'm happen to be going through Q3 right now, and the track does look like doesn't look dry, but it's not doesn't look wet. Either.
Yeah,
it's just like damp,
it was, like,
a little
just
bit,
weird
slightly
in
damp, or the M word, moist. Some people hate that word.
Yeah, I'm good. It's fine.
But yeah. Anyway, okay. All right. Well, let's get into it here. Who should we start with? Let's go. Well, Alpine, okay. So, Franco actually was having a somewhat okay race for a while, and then the little thing with Albon, and then just really couldn't recover from that.
To Franco's defense, that was Albon's fault, but right. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It's an unfortunate scene, but, you know, Gasly also didn't do anything. The only thing he was able to do at the end was pass Franco. I mean, that's it. So, I just put Alpine needs to be relegated to F2 in here.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Colapinto, but you mean the whole team.
The whole team.
That's crazy.
Well, I like Gasly, obviously. That's no question. I don't hide that. But whole team.
Yeah, it's
rough. Let's see. I mean, okay, Aston 2, also not a very awesome day. I mean, Stroll, kind of similar to Franco, was kind of like up in that P11 to P13 range for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I don't really know what happened. I don't know if it's a mixture of strategy, because we saw a lot of different strategies. There, a lot of teams kind of used different strategies between the two drivers, for sure, more so than I feel like in other races, is what it felt like to me anyway. I don't know. I didn't check the numbers on that. But as far as, like, you know, Mercedes kind of feels like a good example of that. Racing Bulls kind of feels like a good example of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And then Alonso never really... Other than almost rear-ending Oscar at the start of the race, Alonso really didn't do much.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it was a quiet day for Aston.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's more of the same. It kind of feels like.
It was a quiet day for half the pack, really.
Truly.
Really. Yeah. Until, again, like I said, at the end there where it was. We'll get into that here in a minute, actually, because that's kind of exciting. What does he have for Haas? Does he have anything interesting for Haas?
No, he doesn't update this, but they nothing really happened for Haas, I think.
No, I'm just saying, did he send you anything?
Oh, no. No notes on Haas. Nope.
Dang. No notes on Haas.
Nope.
I just put, psh.
Yeah, you know, it was, I mean, you know, it was a day.
Whatever.
It was a race. You know, they raced.
They were there.
It. Yeah.
They were there. They showed up. Okay, so now let's get into the nitty gritty here.
Let's do it.
Let's not do Williams. Technically, they would be next because of Albon's 13, but we'll save it because Sainz got 3.
Yeah.
Because he's cool.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All right. I mean, Kick Sauber, we didn't talk about them yet. Also, another kind of a tough day. You know, again, half the pack kind of had a tough day, you know, but Bortoletto was okay drive.
Bortoletto? Oh, Kick Sauber, yeah. Totally.
Kick Sauber, yeah.
I was thinking of someone else, sorry. Or a different team, my bad.
All good. But
another bottom tier.
I just kind of put in here, like, he continues to show us, like, watch out for 2026.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With all the unpredictability that we have going into 26 as far as who's going to perform. Gabby's really starting to kind of end the season well, and seems like he's getting more consistent, which is kind of fun to watch. So, but other than that, for me, not anything crazy for Kick.
Yeah,
this race. I know we're keeping it short on some of these, but it's seriously. I mean, this is one of the most uneventful races.
Pretty much. Yeah, it was not.
Season.
Yeah, it's fairly uneventful. I like
this track though.
I forgot because it was so early in the race. I actually want to go back to Aston really quick. Very much like Baku.
Yeah, yeah.
Alonso kind of screwed over by Piastri a little bit. at the start.
Wow.
It was obviously he did jump it. He jumped it because I think he was probably watching Piastri versus the lights a little bit, or maybe he just saw him at the periphery and then jumped.
Which maybe that's, I mean, yeah, you got to watch the lights, but at the same time, if you're that far back, it is probably quicker to watch the person in front of you.
It might be. Yeah, it might be. I don't know. But he did jump start because he was running off of Piastri. He technically didn't gain an advantage, but he did still get a penalty, so that also didn't help his race. I don't think it would have really made that much of a difference in terms of points, but thought I'd call that out anyway. Tough break for Alonso. It, you know, stuff happens. We can't not give him a penalty, right? It's just kind of how it goes.
For sure. Nope, 100% racing.
Yep.
Racing. Ferrari, real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it felt like it could have been a better day. I mean, Charles was kind of running okay. Hamilton was kind of right in that P8 to P10 area for most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Charles not being able to get into that pack that we saw there at the end where it had, who was it? It was Liam, Yuki, Lando, and then it was Hamilton, actually, that was trying to chase them down, too, in that pack in the last, like, 5-6 laps. That was just, that was exciting to me, actually, and I can't wait to talk about Liam, of all people, actually, once we get to that point. But,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like that's a disappointing day for Ferrari. I feel like they had some opportunities.
Maybe,
or do you think that's where the car is? That is exactly where it is.
Disappointing day for Ferrari, I definitely will agree. But I think a really good day for Hamilton. I mean, 12th to 8th, pretty good. There was just a very quick moment. He tried giving the place back to Leclerc at the very end of the race, but unfortunately didn't slow down enough, so he got the points.
Yeah, I saw that. And they said that he tried, but then the one commentator was like, well, it didn't seem like he tried very
hard. Yeah, that's funny.
But
I think it was a pretty good day for Hamilton. I mean, he got into the points. He drove.
And again, starting P12, it's a good point. You know what I mean? At least you got into points.
I think it's interesting. You kind of keep alluding to kind of like the last five laps of the race.
Dude.
I think that the first like 6 to 10 were probably the most exciting for me.
It was probably more exciting than the last, but
and that's when we saw really the Ferraris rather doing something. Like they were getting past, because they started so far behind, they were starting to get past some of those like slow runners that got
you don't happen run. To and I don't expect you to know this. You don't happen to know what tire they both started on, do you?
Ooh, I can find out really quick here, I think.
I'm just curious because, you know, you saw somebody like George Russell who started on the hard that worked out very, very well for him, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they were on the
mediums. I thought they did show you, but
I thought they did too, but I can't.
I was just curious if one of them was on a hard at all, but no, definitely erase the strategies for sure on this one. But
yep.
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain if I'm Ferrari, I guess. But I mean, for me personally, as a non-Ferrari fan, I kind of expect them to be a little bit higher. So I hope they keep trending upwards as we get towards the end of the season. Is Lewis Hamilton's contract only for 1 year too?
No.
I thought they only did for one. Okay, they did sign a multi-year. Okay.
I'm almost positive that.
Okay. I couldn't remember if they only had him for one or not. That's probably right. Why would he leave then? If he probably could have got.
There's no way.
Yeah. Okay.
It's for two seasons, 2025 and 2026.
So end 2026 at least. Okay.
And they say obviously with the possibility of an extension.
Sure.
Obviously they're going to want.
Well, everybody's got the possibility of an extension. Yeah. What the hell?
I think they say it's a multi-year. I guess two seasons is technically multi-year. I don't know if there's there's also like he has an out after second. Like maybe Ferrari's like, oh, we're going to keep you on for a while, but like you have an out
for
some reason.
If you want to retire or whatever, but that'd be the only out. You know, you're not.
Yeah,
unless
you're not
you
want to
get out
team.
To go somewhere else. You know,
yeah,
if you want to jump ship to Aston, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that'd be weird. All right. Yeah, I kind of want to save McLaren for close to the last two. So, okay, let's do Racing Bulls. So, Isaac getting into points was awesome. He was up a little higher, but, hey, we'll take a P10. So, here's the thing with Liam at the end of the race. Now, it's not like – it didn't feel like Yuki was really charging that hard to me, per se, or trying that hard to get around him. I think Yuki was kind of content finishing where he was without the possibility of wrecking. And now you wrecked you and possibly Liam, which – Red Bull as a whole doesn't look good, right? Yeah. So I don't know if you're even thinking about that. Probably not in that moment, right? But it didn't seem like he was attacking him. Anyway, I still want to give Liam his flowers. I mean, he really was fighting off Yuki there and held to get P5. I thought Liam actually raced a solid race all day.
Absolutely. I mean, he got not just points, but like decent points, right?
Right.
Like,
no, for sure.
He qualified really, really well. It's best ever start. And kept it high up in the points. Yeah, that's not a result to scoff at. And then, yeah, having your teammate finish in points too, albeit slightly lower. Very good day for V-Carb. Very good day for Lawson. And, yeah, the battle of Tsunoda is interesting. I think...
It's not like I was on the edge of my seat, right?
No,
I wasn't by
not.
Any means, but I was extremely intrigued
yeah.
by it because I really just wanted to see what Liam was going to do. And like, yeah. and then, of course, the commentators are playing into it, right? They're like, oh, and Yuki's coming up on Liam, and they're racing for their F1 careers. And
yeah,
like,
and
well,
it's like, no, probably not, well, actually.
Well, not in this particular race,
Yuki's
right?
like, I want to be in that car.
Okay, right.
Liam's like, get away from me.
Right, but it's a curious slot, right?
Yeah, 100%.
As far as just like skill level and how they go about maneuvering, you know what I mean? I don't know how you look at a driver to bring them up to the parent team, but
the big sister team, I guess
we're gonna call it the big sister team.
Yeah,
okay. The Max Bowls are the big sister team.
Yeah, the thought also crossed your mind. It's like, I mean, do they make Lawson give it to Tsunoda? It's like.
See if that ever would have happened, dude. That
crazy.
I'm jumping on your train then at that point.
I mean,
like, BS.
I'm kind of angry you're not already on my train, but like, it's right. You think about it, it's like there's literally no reason for them to do that. I mean, they need G Carb to get points
100%.
Like,
yeah.
and Red Bull's not going to get like, Yuki gets like another 3 points. Oh, big whoop, right?
Yeah, right. But no, it was just for me, it was cool to see Liam finish the race that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's kind of holding up Yuki, who then was holding up Lando, arguably. We'll get to Lando.
Sure.
And then who was holding up Hamilton. And Hamilton was kind of catching up to him now. Of course, they're all discombobulated up there, close racing. It's, you know, Hamilton's going to catch him no matter what at that point. But once he got up there, he didn't do anything. But just being able to hold all those guys back was impressive to me.
Yep.
Oh, man, should we rip the Band-Aid off on McLaren?
I think we have to, yeah.
Yeah, let's rip the Band-Aid off on McLaren. What an opportunity that was presented to Lando that just, he didn't take it, man.
Yep.
He's still, what, 30 points back? Maybe not
30,
that many.
No, I think it's a little bit more than that.
And considering Oscar didn't even get to finish the race, dude. What an opportunity.
A little less than 30. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm disappointed for Lando. I'm not a McLaren fan, obviously, but I'm disappointed for Lando to at least not try to make that race more interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily all him, you know what I mean? But it's...
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Sucks.
I don't think he... I mean,
it sucks,
I just,
first off, that Oscar retired, right? Obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, he said that he felt like the car felt really good before he crashed in qualifying, and then, yeah, he just has... I mean, it was just, I mean, like, such a horrible start off the line, just, like, stuck there, not moving, and then crashing before the end of the lap. It's like, I still have no idea what happened. Like,
yeah, I think he's got to scrub that entire thing from his
brain. He's
got
to pretend like Baku does not exist and is just like.
And with where Lando finished, and that's really your only competitor right now for WDC, you're pretty much going to have constructors locked up. You didn't this week because of your ass, but you know what I mean? But
they had an opportunity to win this weekend. Didn't quite happen.
But like, nothing really changed.
Yeah.
You know, per se. So I think you're right. You have to completely forget about Baku and just. And just move on, and you know, if you...
now the point difference is 25. So
25. Okay.
To reach Piastri, Lando has to basically do what Piastri did and win a race with Piastri DNFing. I'm hoping to not see Piastri DNF
for sure
again.
Right. Because I don't want to see a championship won that way either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Per se.
But I mean, it would even the odds a little bit. Like even if Piastri does DNF in Singapore, I'm going to knock on wood here because obviously I don't want that to happen.
What are you doing?
But if he does and Norris wins, that brings them equal, and now they're fighting for the championship again.
Right, which would be crazy.
And that's so like it's
inner team fighting for the championship. Entertainment, please give it to me.
Entertainment value off the charts.
Don't clip that.
Right. entertainment value off the charts, right? Yeah. Had to digest that one for a second.
For sure.
But yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen. Lando, yeah, unfortunately, take the advantage. Just a really bad McLaren race, like just straight up. It worries me for the next couple races. I'll wait.
Singapore's a toss up too.
Singapore's a little bit of a toss up. McLaren has been okay here. Mercedes has been pretty okay here, but I mean, like, they've been good at like cold tracks, not hot tracks, but history shows that Mercedes shows up. So yeah, it's a bit of a toss up. You're right. Right. Who's next? You want to talk about Mercedes?
All right. Yeah. Mercedes is cool. I mean, frick.
Good race. We have to talk about Williams first. No, Mercedes. We have to talk about Mercedes.
We'll go Mercedes. Okay. We'll go Mercedes. Yeah. Great race. I mean, both drivers, really, truly. But George Russell really put on a show for me. Just consistent, real consistent race. Antonelli had a hiccup kind of early on, but he really found his groove. And, I mean, finishing P4 right now for Antonelli, I'm not looking for anything more. Mm-hmm. That is perfectly fine, especially if George is in podium.
Yeah.
You know, at least, you know.
That was a great race.
I guess I'm trying to figure out what else I'm looking for from Antonelli in this first year. I mean, that's... Took care of the car. You didn't get any penalties. You raced a clean race. Sweet.
Really good points. Yeah. I mean, what more can you really ask for? I mean, you could ask for a podium, but not at the cost of your car. And, you know, it's...
How far back was he behind Carlos? I don't think he was even going to sniff him, was he? I don't think he was that close.
I thought he was a little close.
He was reeling him in, but not like...
He was no. Oh, he was actually only 2 seconds, okay. 2.5 okay. seconds okay. away. Okay. So he was getting.
Guess
there.
2 seconds looks farther away on TV.
Yeah.
When they're going mock Jesus.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Curious to see.
And Russell finds his way into the podium once again.
I would imagine both these drivers get re-signed next year.
I mean, why wouldn't they? It'd be crazy
imagine.
If they didn't.
You know. And if they do, I'm really excited about Mercedes next year. Actually,
yeah.
If they bring the same two drivers back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, everybody's getting in a new car. Yeah, I get all that.
Second year Antonelli is exciting. I think it would be exciting to watch.
I think second year, all these drivers are going to be really interesting. I think it's a really good rookie class. It's been an honor.
It's been an honor.
All right. Let Williams just do it up, man.
Let's go.
Sweet.
Once again, Williams either has two cars doing really poorly, two cars doing just okay, or one car doing pretty good, and that's it. I mean, with the crazy qualifying lap and bringing it home only one place down, Sainz, like, he killed it. He absolutely killed it. He did exactly what he needed to do. He pretty much had a flawless race. He just kept it where he needed. He managed to the people around him. He let Russell through, but not much you can do in that situation.
No.
I mean, he's in a Williams.
He really didn't want to, but
yeah. They had a restart, and he kept it. Like, crazy, crazy good racing from Sainz. I think he was battling.
You're talking the restart at the way beginning, right?
Yeah, way beginning. I think he was battling Lawson for a little bit. Actually, Antonelli, because I think Antonelli got ahead of Lawson, and he started going for Sainz. And I think he was just battling Antonelli for a little bit there. I thought it was a really good race from Sainz. Albon getting that penalty after hitting Colapinto.
Sucks.
Sucks a lot. You know, like I said, Williams is just
one or the other,
it seems like. Yeah.
No, that I forgot about that restart. I'll talk about it more when we talk about Max, but
sure.
God, he pisses me off. he's just so damn good. All right. Well, actually we are talking about Max.
Yeah.
Right. Is that time. It? Dang. They need to do more in the race so we can talk more.
Truly.
But one, Mike's not here, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, but Max Verstappen getting the win. That's why you're wearing the Max shirt.
I'm wearing
the
Max shirt.
It felt right. I don't know why.
You shut he felt your mouth.
He felt like he was excited about it, which was kind of fun.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like he jumped into the mechanics and mm-hmm. was like talking to George and Carlos in the
what do we call the room?
Cool down room.
Yeah.
So
I actually have to agree with you. It's cool to see him like, yeah, I won the race.
I don't want to say refreshing because like we just got done
we
watching,
got done
Max
watching
Max
an
for like
entire
a year
season
and a half
yeah,
of
yeah.
straight dominance. But
no, it's not refreshing, but it's like it's cool to see that side of him. Like,
that he's still excited about it. Yeah. Like he still gets joy out of
it's
it.
It's not
that
just another
cool.
day in the office
right.
anymore.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool to see any driving. It's cool to see any driver like that. But he deserved the win.
That restart. That's what I want to talk about real yeah. quick. That restart. I feel like you never really know when he's going to go. Because he wasn't going.
He was waiting for a while, too.
He went almost to the longest point you could.
Yeah.
But, like, I never really felt like I've seen him weave that much.
Yeah.
What I mean? And he was doing it almost the whole time, and I feel like he never really yes. does it that long.
You saying that reminded me. I have a vivid memory of me watching the race and seeing him do that and seeing signs like he was warming his tires for a while, but like for the last 30 seconds of him waiting for Max to restart, he was just like steady, waiting, and I was like, oh, Sainz is locked in.
Oh,
he's just
yeah.
waiting.
Yeah, well, and everybody and else I'm, started accordion behind him yep, because Max yeah. just out here on
Max
a freaking stroll.
Max is doing what he wants. Yeah. He's got that. He's got restarts locked down. He knows what he's bang. Doing. Like, yeah, exactly. He's like, I got to warm up the tire, guys. Oh, I'm already 2 seconds away. Like, that's just yeah, how it dude. Goes. Yeah, no. And like, he got away immediately a second and a half off signs. Like, just.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, yeah. immediately. So, like, I remember watching him being like, yeah, I mean, there was no way.
Dude, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
If your signs or anybody in that.
You see Verstappen qualified first and a Williams in second, you're like, oh, Verstappen's winning the race.
Yeah.
It's just that's what's gonna no, happen. In a place like Baku, nah, there's just no way.
Nah. It says here, read note from Mike.
Oh yeah, I'll go ahead and pull that up. Talk about Yuki.
Yuki, yeah. So the only thing for Yuki is, I mean, great race, right? P6. I'm
yeah.
taking that from Yuki all day, considering what we've seen from him this season in the Red Bull. My thing is I do wish now when I was talking about Liam, you know what I mean? It was different, mm-hmm. but I do wish. Oh, the thing that
sorry.
Mike said must be spicy.
It's. I'm sorry, please.
Yeah, I'll go on. The thing about Yuki is, dang, messed up my train of thought.
No, I'm so
you
sorry.
You look
I'm so
frustrated
sorry.
Over
I'm,
there.
It's okay.
Dang, where was I going? Oh, I just wish he would have gave a little bit more to Liam there. You know what I mean? But again, I felt
oh,
like he was
tried
just.
Tried getting there a little
right,
bit more?
Right, but I feel like,
sure.
again, he was just comfortable. Like you said, what's another few points going to do for Yuki at this
yeah,
point? You know what I mean? Or you crash out and get nothing.
Do you think Yuki was comfortable, or do you think Lawson was just keeping away from him, you know? Like,
there's a couple times Yuki had DRS the whole end of the race, right? Mm-hmm. But he still just couldn't find the right line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Lawson also managed pretty well. So
he
like
did,
he felt
he really
like he felt like he really doesn't like. I mean, like yeah, I have tires to spare, so like
yeah.
he gets close, I'll just go away. No,
yeah.
no big deal.
Right, right.
I felt like there's a lot of that. I think for a lot of drivers, kind of racing each other.
Sure.
All
so,
right.
What's Mike's comment that
bro,
you?
Bro, I am. I almost
he
don't
literally read
say
the
it.
Comment, turned the phone upside down and slammed it on the table. So if you heard a slam, that was Joe slamming his phone in disgust.
Don't want to say this just in spite of him, but I'm going to because I think it's good content, I guess.
Oh God.
Okay.
Do it
quote
for the vine.
From Mike. While I am an Oscar Piastri fan, Max is now as close to Oscar as Lando was to him last year. I am now rooting for Max Verstappen to win WDC in a huge comeback.
Whoa.
It would be so epic.
Okay. Wow.
So,
in that short little bit, there's a lot to unpack there.
Yes. I was not thinking this exact same thing as him, but I was thinking in kind of the same vein, but in a different mindset. I am really worried Max is going to have a comeback.
This season?
Yes. I fear McLaren is falling apart a little bit. I know they've only had like maybe two iffy races, but like
all year.
They haven't. Yeah, but more so recently, right? They just haven't
Has
looked.
Been recent.
They haven't looked as strong as they
dominant.
Had recently. Yeah, they haven't looked as strong as they did earlier in the season. So Verstappen winning this, I'm like,
dude. His word epic is true. Like, that would be crazy epic.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that Max could do it. And that I'm not rooting for that. I don't want that to happen, but it really worries me that it could happen.
He's already a legend, but could you imagine?
It's unfortunate. And it's unfortunate.
You are now an F1 god.
It's unfortunate that it would be a sick comeback, right? It's like, it would be like a sick comeback, but it's like, he's had his moment.
It's so annoying.
Give it to a new person, right? Yeah. I want to see an Oscar or a Lando. I want to see a new WDC.
Sure.
I'd even be okay. It'd be scary again. I'd be okay if he even got second, right? That'd be fine. A lot has to happen for him to get first.
Right.
He has to do more than win every race. Like, if he wins every race and Lando and Oscar get P2, P3... in any order, I still think Oscar wins.
Sure,
I don't think that matters.
Yeah.
So a lot has to happen, but like when McLaren fails, they fail a lot. That's another thing I want to talk about McLaren as well. Lando's the only McLaren on the track, and they give him that pit stop for the second weekend in a row? Are you kidding me? A bad tire swap? Are you kidding me, McLaren? What is that? What is that?
They're making their decision, bro.
He's not even on track. Oscar's not even in the garage.
That's
Oscar's,
how bad it is.
Oscar's trackside on a different turn where he crashed.
Watching his phone. Watching the race on his phone.
His feet up.
That's how
that
bad
was like,
it is.
That was like probably like, I mean, that and the Lando kind of like the whole, what was it, Zandvoort like trio that were kind of like had their head and they were sitting on the, that and that like top like trackside driver out moments for me. Just like watching them either like watching the race or in a little bit of pain and sorrow.
You hate that? Watching Oscar sit there on his phone watching
No, I
the
thought
race?
It was awesome. I thought it was hilarious. Okay. No,
would you,
one of would my
you
favorite
rather have
seeing.
Been with the team like trying to help Lando or do you think like that's out of the realm at this point?
No, bro, I'd do the same. I mean, come on. You crashed, you had a horrible start and then you crash into the wall lap one. It's like, no, I'm just gonna go ahead
time.
And stay here.
Yeah, he
for
needs
a
some
second.
Alone time at the wall. Yeah, at the wall. He crashed.
I need to think about what I've done. Yeah, okay.
For the entirety of the race. Oh God,
Max could do it. That's what's scary.
It seems really.
It's
outlandish.
Crazy. I think what made me have such a guttural reaction is that he's rooting for Max. That is. Crazy to me. I him and I have shared the opinion that Max has grown on us a little bit. I don't hate him as much as I used to
That's
hate
what
him.
Happened to Lewis for me, because when I first got
really?
Into it, I hated Lewis because
right?
he was so effing dominant. And then as soon as Max started winning, I was like, God, I'd really like to see Lewis win again.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened to me?
Yeah.
Because I didn't like how Lewis treated some people, you know, even and all that. Same thing with Max. Max started winning. Felt like he was treating people weird. I was like, what is going
on?
Yeah,
him not winning all the time makes him feel more like a person, I think. Like
maybe that's what it is,
you know, it's
though.
Like, and I still recognize he's probably the greatest of all time. Like, unfortunately, like, Mac could be the greatest of all time, and that's just how it is.
Better than Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
When all said and
yes.
done. When
yes.
all said and done.
Like, I don't think... this is tough. I...
Better than Fernando Alonso.
No, I was
Alonso
about to say, I don't know if
retired.
Lewis... I don't know if I'd even put Alonso in the same conversation anymore. It's hard because, like, we're looking at, like, peak to peak, and I'm not seeing that. I'm just seeing them racing right now, and it's
sure.
very obvious Max is better.
Sure. But I'm saying when they're done, and you can go back and look peak to peak.
I'd have to... I started watching F1 in the dominance of Max, so it's hard,
sure,
right?
Sure,
I'd have to really go back and watch a lot. And just see the moves they made, but like
because Lewis was crazy,
Lewis was
dominant
crazy
too.
Dominant.
Crazy
he
dominant.
Was. It makes you wonder, like obviously it's not just the car. It has to. I mean, I think a lot of it was the car, but a lot of it had to be Lewis as well, right? Like so, and also, I mean, the cost caps weren't a thing, so Mercedes could spin to the moon if they wanted. Yeah. So, that all aside, it's going to be an interesting 5 weeks. Right? Because we're on 21 now, I think.
We just still have 7 weeks.
7 weeks?
Including Singapore, yeah. Including
oh,
Singapore.
Man. There's a lot of time for him to make a move. A
lot of time for Max Verstappen to win the WDC.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
wow.
Man. Well.
I can't believe he sent that to me, and I had to read it, but.
You did.
It's unfortunate. I mean, he's got a point. Like, it is... Norris was nowhere close to Max by the end of last season, but, I mean, it's Max Verstappen, right?
Right. What if he finishes two? Is that still just as crazy? You know, it's I would think crazy. So. It's pretty crazy. It's don't get me wrong. Crazy. It's not as crazy as coming back and winning WTC, yeah. but it's still pretty wild.
It's pretty crazy. It'd be pretty disappointing to not see both McLarens up there after so hard they were.
100%. And after the pure dominance of the first half of the season. I mean, literally pure dominance.
Yep. I mean, yeah. So Max is currently 44 points away from Norris and 69 points away from Piastri.
Again, a lot would have to happen.
Yeah, a lot would have to happen, but it is not out of the realm of possibility. So with that, I believe that kind of wraps
up. Dude, I'm going to go home and ponder that now.
You should. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Let's just take a moment and ponder.
That's crazy. No, not right now, because my thinking is really slow, so we'll be here in silence for a while. You know what? We're not even gonna go into news because we only got one little thing. Yeah. And then Kev, what we'll do is we'll head right into the Singapore preview after this here. The only little bit of news that really came out, if you will, if whatever, you know, RIP, rest in peace to Lewis's dog Roscoe, who, like we were talking before we even started recording, just kind of became a staple of the grid. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, rest in peace, Roscoe. I mean, part of the fam.
More recognizable than some of the drivers that we've had.
Dude, probably, like, yes. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, he was a legend. You know, obviously he watches this podcast, so, you know, big condolences to Lewis Thoughts with.
Do you think people would know who Mazepin is over, like, Roscoe?
Only because of how crazy Mazepin's.
Yeah, he's got the name, right?
Like, low career.
I'm trying to think of a driver that maybe... of the last couple years,
Sergeant,
that
maybe.
Roscoe might be more popular. You know? Oh, Roscoe is definitely way more popular than Logan.
That's
Sargent.
Who Amir,
sorry,
I
Logan.
Do, but
well, that's the given, right? Yeah. That's the default thought.
But yeah, thoughts with Lewis.
Lewis came out
really
and said he lost
times.
His best friend.
Yeah, ugh. Yeah, it was really tough.
True, it's truth, man.
Really tough news.
Pets are family. Mm-hmm. With that, Kev, let's head right into our Singapore GP preview.
And I am here to bring you up to speed for the Singapore GP this year, called the Formula One Singapore Grand Prix 2025. No name sponsor.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I'm not used to that.
It's usually like Singapore Airlines Grand Prix, but it's just Singapore Grand Prix this year.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I checked.
I'm showing Singapore Airlines.
Oh, is that for
Singapore Airlines? It says Singapore Airlines Singapore Grand Prix
for 2025.
So stupid. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that's
okay.
What I'm
Singapore
showing.
Airlines. Then,
so
yeah,
maybe.
When I looked at F1 TV, it just said Singapore. Yeah, and this is where I usually get the name. So.
Oh well.
I don't
know.
Schmelty, what's weather look like for Singapore?
I'm still pulling it up here.
Okay. I'll say my fun fact then.
This was Formula
One's first night race. And I think I've mentioned this before. It's a crazy fact. Due to the physical demands of the circuit and the climate, a driver can lose as much as 3 kilograms. That's 6.6 freedom pounds during the race. 6.6 pounds.
Man, I need to race F1 races. That's my answer. That's my answer, bro.
I made this note, and I was like, oh, I could make a joke about, like, yeah, I should probably race F1.
That's all we got to do.
We just got to race. It's easy, honestly.
Weather's looking iffy, right? So
really?
Friday, Saturday, you got 40% chance of rain right now. Sunday, race day, goes down to, like, 14% chance of rain. But it's warmish. It's, like, 87 degrees Fahrenheit.
But it's going to be humid as heck.
Heck.
So, still looking out for probably a tough race. The rain poses an interesting... Man, that qualifying is going to be very interesting. If it's
is the race at night or midday there?
It's night.
Night there, so... Yeah. I mean, obviously the temp starts going down. We're looking at 83, 82, but still 20 to 35% chance of rain.
Oh, man. Okay.
Mercedes.
Singapore never fails to disappoint at least a little bit. Something crazy happens. Even if it's not really on track, something crazy
Bierman
happens.
Will be in the points.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Our starting grid last year was Norris to Verstappen, Hamilton to Russell. Lando holds a lead through T1 with Max behind, battling Lewis for second place almost immediately. He keeps it as they get to T2. A couple cars abort the turn and head off track, namely Alonso and Charles, but they rejoin a few places from where they started. Nico Hülkenberg in the Haas in fifth position, making an overtake on Piastri at the start after a bad entry into 11, but he is able to stick to Nico's bumper and make the move a few turns later in the opening lap of the race, taking his fifth spot back. Our first retirement of the race comes in the shape of Alex Albon on lap 16, seen going around the track at half power in his Williams. He safely makes it back to the garage to cool off his overheating car. Lap 30, Lando, already 22 seconds ahead of Verstappen, starts to complain of a front wing damage, a replay showing a lockup at the end of one of the short straights, just brushing the wall as he wheels himself back onto the racing line. He pits a lap later for new tires, keeps the same wing, damage minimal or mitigated. After taking his pit stop and ending up behind both Mercs, Piastri starts to make some moves to get back to the podium, first on Hamilton for fourth position on lap 40, taking the outside line around the Mercedes on fresher tires. Further down the grid, a battle between Alonso and Leclerc, in which Leclerc is able to get ahead for seventh. Four laps later, Piastri is in the same position against Russell now, where he finds the exact same outside line to overtake Russell for the final podium slot. The rest of the race is filled with clips of drivers brushing against the wall and some close calls with the barriers. K-Mag retiring on lap 60, only two laps away from the finish, and Lando finishing a cool 22 seconds ahead of Verstappen in second, with Danny Ric taking the fastest lap for his Red Bull team on his last race ever.
That's
his last race ever.
I forgot about that.
Yep. Our finals, Norris, Verstappen, Piastri, Russell, Leclerc, Hamilton, Sainz, Alonso, Hülkenberg, and Perez.
This is actually another fun one for me on the game. I don't hate I don't hate Singapore.
I used to be really... Mike, this is one of Mike's best tracks. He loves Singapore. I used to be pretty bad at Singapore. It's kind of like off and on, I feel like, through the games. But I think this game, I feel pretty good about it.
Okay. I love night races, by the way.
Yeah,
they're fun. You see the spark so much more, and that excites me.
Mm. A bit. You like fire.
fire. Yeah. But, interesting. The weather's interesting. How last race ended is interesting. Or not ended, but the results of last race is interesting heading into this. It's
very
kind of tough.
Like you said, interesting. It is tough because I feel like the podium's been fairly different, like, for the last couple of years. I kind of mentioned this already. I feel like, their car shouldn't be suited to it, but Mercedes is typically pretty close up there. McLaren's typically okay. Max is usually not great at this track, although he's wanting to break.
Well, he's got to win the WDC this year, so he's going to have to win. So you're going to have to put him in one, Joe. But are you going to end up having two McLarens on your podium or not? Is this the first race in a long time?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll try coming up with some sort of outline for my predictions before coming. I didn't do anything at all because I just don't know. I want to kind of base it off of what you guys do.
I don't know either. And Mike and me are tied still because I think I put everything in right here. Yeah. So we all just got 1 point because of Max.
Yep.
None of us picked him to win.
Man, the one weekend you don't pick George.
Dude, for real, man. Yeah.
That's rough, dude.
I wonder where I'm going this week.
Who goes first between you and Mike?
Did we make Mike go first last time?
I think
it was the first time we were like sitting at tied. Because we were tied last week too, obviously. And that would have been the first time.
Oh, yeah, that would have made sense. You did make him go first last week.
Yeah.
I think you should go first. I mean, because it doesn't matter.
Because it doesn't matter.
Oh, I guess it does matter because then you would know his
But that's okay, but beforehand. He didn't know mine when he made his.
That's true.
So I should go now. Yeah. All right.
That's a good point.
Glad we figured that.
Glad
we figured that out.
That's a great point.
Glad we figured that out. Okay, so,
So what do I do?
Dang. Wow.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it's really tough. I don't envy you.
Because I feel like I can't really use last year. Like, this year feels different. Like, McLaren wasn't fully dominating. Well, they were towards the end of the year last year, though.
They were pretty good at this track.
That's when they started turning on.
They were
at the end of the year.
Pretty good at this track last year.
Yeah.
Piastri got up to the podium, and Lando finished 22 seconds ahead of Verstappen.
F, dude. I don't know.
And now it's like weird because McLaren.
It's weird because Oscar crashed last week. That's weird to me. And he crashed because of a lockup.
He did. He did.
And he had a bad weekend all in all. But I think if he's a champion, he's going to be able to wash that out, and he's going to come back. And it's going to go, dang, I don't like this.
Can I just feed you a little info just to, like, George has also proven to be pretty good at this track.
George is on my podium.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
He's on my podium.
I was hoping someone would do it.
He's definitely on my podium.
He's typically He's gotten pretty unlucky at this track, but he's done pretty well, I feel like.
I'm going to go, Lando, George, Oscar.
Ooh, there it is. God, that sounds crazy. That is crazy. No,
he'll be four. He's going to be right there. I don't know, dude. Maxwell Verstappen could absolutely win this race.
Wow.
But again, not historically great for him.
Before, you're right. Yeah, it isn't.
Yeah,
before
what's Mike's?
Can you guess what his is? I haven't looked at it either. It's spoilered on Discord, so I haven't seen it yet. I think he has. Because
Max has got to be on there.
Because he wants Max, I think it's going to be Max... Lando, Oscar, Max, Oscar, Lando. I don't think he ever puts Lando. You think it's gonna be Max, Oscar, Lando?
Yep, that sounds good to me.
It was Lando, Oscar, Max, Lando.
Oscar, Max, Lando. So he splits the McLarens. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Are
you putting two papayas on your podium?
Yes, I am. Because
and it's
going to
be Max then. It's going to be Max then.
It's going to be Lando, Max, and Oscar.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, man. Do I want to put... No, Max and Oscar. Do I want to put Oscar ahead of Max? Ooh.
You'd be the only one with Oscar in second. So if he does get second, you get the bonus points.
That's true. I'm going to do that. That's a good point.
What am I doing? What an idiot. You're only 2 points behind us. What am I doing?
I promise. I think Max, this might be the year he wins.
Well, none of us picked him to win.
Yeah, so I feel a little safe about that.
And at least you have him on the podium.
At least I have him on the podium.
Unlike me.
I think he's going to come back this year, which sucks.
But if George gets on the podium.
But either. Listen,
who does George push? If George gets to the podium, who does he push out of your guys' podium?
That's Max, I think. So here's what I'm thinking.
Interesting.
Listen to this. Listen to this. I think. I think. Either Max is on the podium or he's in like sixth. Like I truly think he's doing really well, or he's stuck. Like
it's just
low
not
points.
Working out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not working out because that's just how it goes. Right. But, I mean, progressively every year he's gotten better and better at this track. So I think this might be the year he breaks the curse.
I mean, Max has been on the podium the last three races. We would be
of this year.
Yeah. Of this year. Yeah. Of this year. Yeah. Yeah. Before that, it was a two-race hiatus. Then he was second. And then before that was a two-race hiatus. So he's oh, God.
It was a three-race hiatus. It was a four-race hiatus.
No, because I see him.
Red Bull Ring, Silverstone, Spa, Hungara Ring. Four races.
Red Bull Ring. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's back on the upswing.
It was five races.
Nuh-uh.
Spain, yeah, six.
No, I meant in a row. Sorry, in a row.
One, two. Yeah. Oh, there's Canada. Canada's in there. Canada's there it is. Okay. No, I was skipping over Canada for some reason.
We always
had my blinders
Canada.
On. Okay. Interesting. So then that means he's due to not hit the podium this race. He's
is
hit the podium
right?
three races in a row.
Is that right?
Well. Guess George is just gonna have to knock him off the podium then.
I mean, if you didn't say George, I was gonna say George.
So because I did,
yep. I feel okay. I just wanted him somewhere in one of our podiums because I truly believe
gives
he's
our pod
good
credibility.
At this. Yeah, exactly. I'm like when you get the point, I'm gonna be like, I did that.
I did that. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I just want to be valid in my thinking that he's good at this track. That's all I want. Really.
Fair though. That's fair.
I already
I feel
like I'm only 2 points away. I already feel like I've lost this thing.
Not even. There's seven races.
There's
left.
So many
we
races
just established.
Left,
there's
like,
seven races left.
Man, I just,
and right now with Oscar crashing last
you.
Race.
I just run so bad. I don't
with,
know what to
with
say.
With guys like Mike claiming that Max and is cheering Max on to go win the WGC, there's a lot that could happen even within
I'll
our
tell you
predictions.
What, if he's rooting for Max, this is not how Max does it. with Oscar and Lando on the podium. That's not how it works. Although I guess predicting and rooting are two different things, so whatever. Whatever.
No, you stay on that. You stay on that soapbox, nah, Joe. All right. Well,
or we could see a Red Bull. We could see a Ferrari come in and take a podium. They are also.
I'm fine with that.
Also, hit or miss here.
I would like to see that, and I'd only like to see that because it makes me feel better about the start of next year. I want to see five teams coming out of the gate just neck. What am I trying to say? Just neck and neck.
I would like to see that too.
A lot of necking going.
This is obviously. Just a friendly little, like, not really a bet even. I just want to get your opinion.
Okay, I was
here.
Like, don't say friendly like that after I just said there's a lot of necking going on.
Whoa!
What kind of podcast are we turning this into?
Hey, John.
Singapore's tough, right? Singapore's tough. Yeah. Do we see any of the rookies bow out during the race? I feel like we have a pretty tough bunch here. I don't know if we see any of them, like bow out. Or do we see anyone, like...
If it is, it's Franco, and it's only because the car's poop.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's kind of the vibe I got right now, like, currently.
It's...
Because, I've really been liking what Gabby's doing lately.
I have so much respect for them when they go racing here, because after they get out of the track, after they get out of the car, they're, like, covered. Like, they've been in a swimming pool. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
So, and, like, some
Me
of them,
too, when
some
I play them, the game, but that's just...
I'm just so focused. All right.
We better close this thing up. Probably. I'm starting to get unchained. All right. What are we doing? All right, Joe.
You said that last Thanks. One. You said that on the last pod, too.
To close?
Yeah. Really? What are we doing? You said I was over there laughing. Jeez. Kev, you said that, right?
Tonight's the earlier show?
Yeah, tonight's the football pod. What are we doing? Yeah.
What are we doing? All right. Well, what Joe's doing is he's going to go home.
I'm going to go home.
All right. Well, thanks for coming all the way over here, though.
Yeah, it's not that far. I'm happy to be here. It was a lot of fun.
Sweet, as always. We were able to hold down the fort without Mike.
Yeah,
so that was
definitely.
Good.
We should probably just not have him back.
Oh, nice. Done. Kev,
he's going to be listening to this.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
Kev.
as you do naturally in this dwelling. We need to close the show. All right. So, Mike, we'll see you next
Make sure to
next
see
week.
Us.
Do we got a show next week?
No, we don't.
No. Okay. We'll see you in 2 weeks, Mike. Well, I won't. I will. Joe will see
I
you
will
sooner than
here.
That. All right.
Okay.
All right. I got to move on. All right. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. And we will see you not next week, but we'll see you next. No, not next week. I just said not next week. In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
No,
not next week.
Yeah, no. Not next week. Yeah. 2 weeks. Yeah. That's what we said.
We have
we
to
said.
Go. This is not an outro. It's just bad. We will catch you guys in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
All right.
See you later.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.